Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So the whole world is in lockdown. So will we be seeing the rise of domestic marketing?
Interesting point you bring up, but define it. Domestic marketing refers to the marketing activities employed on a national scale. So marketing strategies have been undertaken to cater to customers of a small area, generally within the local limits of a country.
And it serves and influences the customers of that specific place only. So domestic marketing enjoys a number of privileges like access to data, deep knowledge about consumer demand, and preferences, as well as taste.
Sounds well and good, right? But remember, due to the limit market size, your growth is also going to be limited.
Yeah. So the question becomes, how big is the domestic marketing scene here in Singapore? And has it been neglected here? Plus, how can brands do their domestic marketing the right way?
Well, let's find out from Tom Koh, who is the CEO of Media One. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fantastic. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking the time. So Media One, you guys have been leading the digital marketing industry for Singapore for close to a decade now. So we are very sure you're familiar between the difference of domestic and international marketing. Are we missing anything out when we say domestic means just taking care of this local market, this limited local market?
Well, it's a lot more than that because many companies do use Singapore as like a jumping board, launching towards overseas markets. So I think what we can define is that domestic marketing, really targeting your native market, you are trying to reach the Singapore businesses and consumers. I think for the most part, we're glad to see that domestic consumers do prefer local brands because there's a lot of trust in local products and laws. Mm. And we find that a lot of things that reaches our table does pass muster locally. And it's easier to get redressed locally as well if your product or service is faulty. So there's also a sense that if it's made for the local market, the producer will factor in the local taste. So you won't be very surprised. So we find that companies who understand these 3 points and make them very strong USPs tend to do very well for domestic marketing.
So from your observation then, have brands been neglecting domestic marketing or are they getting better at it?
Actually, a lot of companies in Singapore do start domestically, so I don't think they are kind of neglecting it. I think we do see many companies kind of like jumping the gun and going overseas, going very aggressively. That kind of brings a lot of risk as well, because if you're not familiar with the international market and you kind of like spend a lot of money, I think that could actually sink your ship going forward. So that could be a very risky.
Tom, I was out about a weekend ago, and in this retail shop, I saw a lot of local designers' clothes. Now, I don't know how much effort has been put into marketing it, but I have seen more local brands. I'm curious, you know, are we seeing an increase in domestic marketing? And is it a case of, you know, there's an advantage to domestic marketing, or is it a no-choice case because, you know, it's COVID-19?
I would say that, surprisingly, even with COVID-19, there's a lot of nationalism happening. There's a lot of supply chain breakages. So we are not seeing some of the products land up on our shore. So just the other day, my wife and I were going to, I won't say which furniture brand, but we couldn't find a printer in one. So we asked the shopkeeper what happened, and he said that, they stopped producing the printers altogether. Oh. But just back to your question, there seems to be a very strong national push towards local brands. And I think Singapore government is working in conjunction with different association institutes to put the Made in Singapore branding very strongly. And I think there's a rise in nationalism, patriotism, if you will, not only in Singapore, but in many countries. We are trying to favor our local products, services, and try to protect local jobs. So I think something like this is inevitable.
Yeah, but even beyond the nationalism, what I think is also happening during this pandemic crisis is that we have a more narrowed focus on reliability, trust, these sorts of things. And we take that very seriously and we associate that with Singapore brands. So bringing that to, you know, a national marketing plan, are there any hurdles that you come across with concept or delivery?
The concept delivery, well, the problem that Singaporeans are facing is that we are getting more and more onto digital media in order to look for information for the products and services that we want. So we don't get a lot of local products going online. That's what we see. We have colleagues, we have friends, they're going to Taobao, they're ordering stuff by the truckload. And a lot of these are still produced in China. So there's still the sense that Singapore brands are being very trustworthy and high quality, and you can get it faster. somehow there's a cost factor. So as the result, I think compared apple to apple, we still lose out to the Chinese producers. So that's unfortunate, but it's true.
So does that mean actually that there is a bridge that needs to be crossed by the marketing agencies here in Singapore? So if you can do a better marketing effort of Singapore goods, could that actually surpass any problems people have with price?
I think people do understand that Singapore products tend to have a certain value and reliability. But I think as a whole, apart from the nationalism cost that I mentioned just now, we feel that cost is still very, very important. And I think unless the country comes together, pushed by the government, we're not going to get our act together. So I think the government has recently come up with the Visit Singapore, the tourism incentives to make sure that the hotels as well as the travel destination in Singapore again thrive very well. So I think initiatives like this do serve our purpose to promote the local brand.
Tom, okay, interesting you bring that up. I remember we spoke to a minister recently, and within her district, I believe it was Jalan Besar, could be wrong though, there were these vouchers which would encourage the residents to go to the local provision shops to buy goods there. Are you saying that, you know, initiative like this to support local brands would work? Or something like, you know, you and I, we serve NS, we used to get those, I think it was like a SA voucher or something like that, $100, yeah. And that was quite useful.
It would be useful to a certain extent because Singaporeans, I think, you know, we love free deals, we love
of course.
You know, so when we visit these places, obviously the experience will still come in. Did I get a good experience? Do you enjoy it? Is it memorable? Was it good value? And I think if it's something that's kind of mediocre or you've done it before, don't think it's going to carry a lot of weight going forward. It's not going to be very permanent. So what going forward, the proprietors and the government could be doing more in order to encourage more domestic consumption. So you do get discounts when you go to Night Safari, you go to the parks, for example. But I think more could be done to make this like a more like a cultural natural pastime.
Okay, fantastic. Because we are talking, it is our Marketing Monday segment, and we are talking about domestic marketing. So then, your opinion of this whole Singapore Rediscovers campaign, let's try and use that as case study.
Yep.
What do you think can be done better?
What can be done better? Basically, the government has done a lot. There's publicized quite widely. You know, you're going to get your vouchers. By November, you'll be able to visit the different locations in December onwards. But I think what could be done better is that local businesses could get probably discounts and help assistance from agencies as well as the media in order to promote themselves. I think this is where many businesses kind of fall short because they know, hey, you know, I can put up a newspaper ad. I could take an ad on a radio station. I could use like social media, for example, to get my voice out. But the problem is a lot of them are not sophisticated enough to know what to do. What should I do? Should I use SEO, SEM? Should I use social media? So there's a plethora of choices. So I think what the government can be doing is to provide that kind of assistance. So I keep saying assistance because local companies, they seem to like being handheld quite a lot.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really interesting point. I was curious to get your take, actually, on SDB's, Singapore Tourism Board's, efforts to get Singaporeans to basically market Singapore to Singapore residents, because this is what we've seen right across the board. And they seem to be doing this very well on a multilateral approach. Either Google is listening or, you know, tracking me every time I look up a staycation. But I see this marketing absolutely everywhere. What do you think of the approach?
Basically, I think if you have been tracked everywhere, it's because of remarketing. So Google and Facebook, they install cookies in your browser, so they know that you've seen something, you've spoken to somebody about something, and they hit you with the same ad again and again. So it seems to be kind of stalking you. So what we find is that digital media is becoming very, very prevalent. We've seen that there was a Straits Times article, I think that was in March or April, talking about a 60% surge in internet traffic. So I think what more could be done is the government working with digital media agencies like myself and also with the platforms like Google and Facebook to get the messages out better. We've seen a lot of government grants that would help businesses get their e-shops, their e-commerce up, but we've seen very little support, if any, about helping businesses understand digital media and helping businesses get onto digital media. Unfortunately, we feel that that is something that can be improved, because once a local business has become sophisticated in using digital media, then they'll be very comfortable marketing overseas. And Singapore, just remember this, is a very open economy. If you're not going forward, you cannot just depend on the local market to survive. You have to go overseas. And digital media can very well help you to do that.
We're speaking to Tom Koh, he's CEO of Media One, and we're talking about domestic marketing. So, Tom, then that begs the question, if you are a local SME, what should you do to learn more about this type of marketing?
There are tons of courses everywhere. So Google has Google Academy, Facebook has the Facebook Blueprint, LinkedIn has LinkedIn Learning. So these are free of charge. You can go YouTube, you can take courses from that. You want to take courses, Equinet has very good courses. iClick Academy Asia as well, Udemy, Coursera. So everything is at your fingertips as long as you have a connection to the internet. So there's actually very little excuse that we do not know about this. Now, the problem we face is that many companies go, hey, you know, digital media is the way to go. So they rush out and they hire additional marketing professionals, not knowing that many of them have just graduated and not very proficient in the art of digital marketing. So not to advertise our company services or anything, because you can choose any agency out there, but it is far, far better to choose a digital agency to set up everything for you, to find out about your customers' targeting, audience targeting, to find out what is the best solution for your company going forward. Set up the whole infrastructure, teach your company, and then going forward, you should hire your own digital marketers to carry out the plan.
Okay, Tom, more case study for you. So with the opening of... So again, you know, we started off this whole domestic marketing tourism-wise with the opening of staycations. We saw a lot of nano-influencers going on social media to show, you know, what they can enjoy. Tom, the future of domestic marketing, you know, post-COVID-19, if I were to look at a pie, 100%, how much of it would be occupied by... How many percent of it would be occupied by digital media? How many with traditional marketing? And will traditional marketing ever die off? Will we eventually just be overtaken by digital marketing?
That's a very good question. I think it's something that I based my my whole career upon.
So 100%.
I worked with a colleague in SPH not so long ago. So one of the reasons why I got very interested in digital marketing is because you could see the rise of Google. You can see the rise of Facebook. It's something that is an unstoppable force. This is inevitable. So it's something that's going to connect not just Singaporeans and Singaporeans, but the Singaporeans with the rest of the world. So we've seen a tremendous rise in the take-up of digital media over the last 10 years. And we've seen that Google's advertising income has gone up by hundreds of billions of dollars per year, which is crazy because that's a GDP of many small countries.
Oh, yeah.
So we've seen many traditional media companies start to, you know, suffer the blows of the market share. If you've gone to Chinatown lately, you've seen the billboards on the Chinatown Point, etc. You've seen that there are many empty spaces. Because COVID-19 just kind of accelerated the whole process. But what we're going to see is digital media probably occupying a good 80% of all marketing. We see that's happening.
All right. We've been speaking with Tom Koh, the CEO of Media One. Tom, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
My pleasure. Yeah, thanks for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.